T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, welcome back here for the 7 o'clock hour. Got yapping so much, lost track of time. Got a lot of stuff I want to jump on here this morning. All right, so I guess everybody knows we missed again. No OTAs, no mini camps. Players haven't reported to camp. Everything's been by meetings, virtual meetings, and all these new things that we're seeing between coach and player and putting in new systems, and now I don't know what's going to happen. The NFLPA and NFL still fighting over this, just 48 practices versus 2 preseason games or no preseason games. And talked earlier with Drew Rosenhaus about this thing going back and forth. And selfishly, listen, the Dolphins got a lot of young and new players that they spent a lot of money either through free agency or they went out and blew out their biggest draft they've ever had in the history of the franchise with a lot of high picks. Everybody knows that story. So the guys are way behind, to say the least. Hell, most of those guys haven't been here yet. I was just looking at it, and they're going to need those guys to play. Listen, you can't have your whole draft sitting on the bench going, well, they got to catch up to everybody else. That's not getting better. So I was wondering, I wanted to ask you guys today, which Finns rookie, under the circumstances, will have the biggest first-year impact? Because football will play this year. At some, they will play. The big elephant will walk through and eat and drink what they want. They will get it in. They're not worried about anybody else's season, holidays. Football will get in, especially in the NFL. So I was just looking at all the players, you know, potentially tackles, guard, safety, corner. All this money they spend on these picks, pass rusher, a QB, and right off the bat, for me, it was Robert Hunt. Robert Hunt will be the guy that plays the most, plays the earliest at either right guard or right tackle, whatever he ends up being. I think he will be the guy. You guys have somebody in that group that you're looking at and going, okay, could be, now, you know, they got all those first-round picks.
Right. But
I think the biggest impact, the plays the earliest, and everybody loves them. And, again, I don't know if it'll be Jesse Davis or Robert Hunt, but a lot of people think one will play guard and one will play tackle, or one will play tackle and one might be the backup. But I just look at it. And by the way, my second guy, probably Brandon Jones at safety. Out of Texas.
Right.
So I know I left out some first-round picks. I'm very aware that I didn't mention any of the first-round picks there. But, yeah, so Hollywood, you got anybody?
Come on, Joe, you know who I'm going with. It's got to be Tua. I think Tua makes an impact this season for this team. I really do. I think, you know, obviously he's not going to start the season, but I do think he finishes for them, and I think that he's going to have a huge impact.
You know, it's funny. I went on Jacksonville radio with our buddies up there, and they all just like, look at man, I know the whole thing with Fitzpatrick. They think Tua is unbelievable. They go, we think he's going to start right off the bat. Most of them. One guy didn't, but the other guys, and I was like, eh.
Joe, I love Tua more than anyone. I don't think he starts week one. I mean, with this weird offseason, you're talking about maybe no preseason games. Even I think it'd be a bad idea to roll him out there in week one.
You realize there's a chance that none of these guys, and it's hard to say because they got so many draft picks, there's a chance that none of these guys start. neither tackle starts. Can you imagine that? They could come back with Davenport and Jesse Davis, because Davenport played a lot better at left tackle, especially when the competition wasn't as good. He did play better, and he's only 25 years old. He's not some older guy, started and played a lot for the Texans, but obviously wasn't good enough because they traded for our left tackle and gave up a lot. But as you look at it, whether it's by the end of the year, who will have the biggest impact, and through this season where we're talking about, like last year, for me, outside of our first-round pick, who Christian Wilkins ended up playing all year. He was the best rookie we had. But Preston Williams would have been second, even though he only played a half a season, just because of his impact that he had and saw how good he can be. He would have been my second guy. So as you look at it, and, I just the whole thing. But I think it's going to be Robert Hunt when it's said and done. We'll play the most and have the biggest impact as a starter. So
I think it's going to be Austin Jackson.
All right. And he's going to get a chance. Like, listen, that would have been, he's a young guy. Hell, what'd he turn? He's some ridiculous, like one of the youngest guys in the draft coming out. I don't know if it just had a birthday, but is a really, really young guy.
He just turned 21. Just turned 21 years old.
He just became legal. All right.
Right.
So I just don't know, because he's going to play the best guys right off the bat. I mean, he's not going to put two young tackles out there and go, oh, you're not ready, but go ahead. And Ryan Fitzpatrick goes, here, coach, you take the ball. You take it back here. So
I just think he's going to get every opportunity from day one to be that left tackle if he can make it.
Yeah, I agree.
It.
Yeah.
And if he could stand his ground for a little while, this could be a guy that potentially with no injuries could play in all 16 regular season games at that position, unless he fumbles it up and doesn't play well.
The first-round picks, you're right. First-round picks, we've seen through the years where a lot of first-round picks have been thrown in there day one. Juwan James, I still remember, day one was thrown in there and got to line up against Cam. And we were watching a practice that day when he went his first one-on-one. And I know Juwan James had never seen that move that he just got smoked on by Cam Wake. Just smoked. But they were like, hey, day one. And Juwan James, one of those real mature guys, like, all right, you got me, I'll learn. He didn't fall apart. Now, some guys, we've seen some first-round picks come here and just lose their confidence right off the bat. And some guys are like, oh, hell no, bring it on. That ain't going to happen again. You know, and this is you hear this all the time. Like, yeah, some guys, you know, they learn from their mistakes and they get better and they're mentally tough. And then other guys, including two defensive ends we've had, didn't have success and absolutely headed to some psychological mental work because they lost their confidence, both of them. Both first-round picks, Dion and Charles, both just lost confidence. Whatever talent they had was gone because the brain just said, uh-oh. It was a lot easier in college than it is here. What the hell happened?
Joe, so, I like the text that just came in that said it's going to be Blake Ferguson, the long snapper.
Oh, he's safe, yeah. He's safe. Right. But let me tell you, if we're talking about Blake Ferguson, which, by the way, I have never quite understood. I can't wait to see a guy that we drafted that's a long snapper. I'm sorry. Right. That one, for me, I will never understand snapping or drafting a long snapper. John Denny's considered one of the greatest long snappers of all time because of his ability from point A to point B and all the things he could do, making tackles down the field. He'll go down, and listen, we don't talk about long snappers. It's not sexy. Even John Denny used to go, why are you having me on? That was put the ball right in. We never talked about John Denny for 20 years. He just made tackles. And he did, like, the guy was great, right? We got spoiled. Like, is everybody's long snapper like this? Because he better be that good, the fact that we drafted him. Like, I still, unless the team, when I see him, which not all my biggest fans. But I'm curious to see, like, yeah, wait till you see this long snapper and why we took him. I just don't
get it.
It's
weird. Joe, it's a weird draft pick.
Well, Joe, I kind of tend to go outside of Tua, who I think by the middle of the season, Tua is going to be the only thing you're basically talking about with this Dolphin team. But do you go defensive line, too, and look at someone like Raekwon, who I think is going to be an interesting player to watch?
They got
because that part has to improve as well, right?
Nah, those tackles are pretty good. They're going to make some tough decisions on those guys.
Out of those defensive linemen, don't you think? I think Curtis Weaver. Right.
Gotchaw's playing for a contract.
Right. Right.
But you're right. Listen, the numbers overall they got better, but they're not good enough. That guys in the front there have to play a lot better than they did. And I'm not. And he is going to play a lot. By the way, he will play a lot in the rotation. I just don't know the impact that he'll have, so I didn't put him on my list. You know, Igben Ogunni is another guy, their first round pick, their corner out of Auburn. You know, like, I expect he's going to play a lot. I'd be disappointed if he didn't play nickel, which is about, 70-75% of the snaps?
Right, basically a starter, right.
If he sat on the bench and didn't play that position, it would worry me a little bit whether he plays inside or outside on nickel. But you spend a lot of money on those two starting corners you have now. There's no question that so it could be him. I mean, he could step in and, you know, he could get the good matchups. He's got the great speed and stuff. So, yeah, it's an interesting group of guys. But I looked and I went, well, just to start this thing off, and if Tua comes in and plays, he moves ahead of everybody in the impact category for a rookie class, but I'm going to old Robert Hunt, man, our early second round pick. And from a small school, everybody's talked about how he's played, and when he played against big schools, he kicked their ass, and I was like, all right, let's see what happens. And he wasn't drafted where Austin Jackson was or, you know, your other two first round picks, but it will be an interesting. Anyway, give us your thoughts on that. 305-567-0560. Robert Hunt, Tua. Listen, Tua plays a half a season and has an impact. I'll put him right at the top unless somebody is just kicking ass on that offensive line.
He can play a quarter this season, Joe.
Yeah.
And I'm being realistic. If Tua plays, it's going to be the biggest story in the NFL that week.
And then his,
you know, depending on how well he plays, obviously, moving forward, but he's going to be the big story.
If you get an offensive lineman, though, that comes in and is good to start with and becomes real good by the end of the year, then, I mean, you can't forget. You're going to know. One thing about it.
It's just not sexy. That's the
problem. No, I know. It's not sexy. It's not sexy.
But it was it was one of the biggest problems over the last how many years, that offensive line.
But the offensive line's not something you want to talk about. You just want it to just to perform. It's not something
tackles,
you want to talk about.
When your quarterback gets the crap knocked out of him or gets sacked,
right.
First thing you go to is that replay and go, oh, God, our guard or tackle just whiffed. That's his third whiff of the game. And right away, what do people say? Guy two or three whiffs or gets beat clean off the ball, and you're going, oh, guy sucks. Guy sucks. Right. That's where we're at our best. That guy sucks. So
we've gotten comfortable with that word, though, in this town.
No. It's unfortunate, but it's true.
Guys like you use it on everybody.
That's just not true. But, Joe, by the way, the longer this segment goes on and we keep listing these different names, the more concerning it is that they're going to just roll out and play in New England, like without a preseason. That scares me a little bit.
Well, and if that happens, your rookies better have some really good practices, because just about every one of those guys, especially on the offensive line, you got a lot of guys. They're all back from last year, basically. They're most of that offensive line is back from last. Like, you could play with veterans plus a veteran free agent that you signed a pretty big money, and a center that's got lots of experience, and then you can just go with your guys. I hope that doesn't happen. I'd be really disappointed if our three offensive linemen, rookie offensive linemen, end up being your sixth, seventh, and eighth extra offensive lineman for a game. That would be terrible.
Terrible.
That'd be disappointing. But, hey, listen, man, we don't play preseason. They better have some serious practices we don't get to see where the coach goes, listen, man, we're going plus full speed today. It's a scrimmage. Let's go. Because you're going to have to. Anyway, I know. I got long-winded again. I did it. I'm making Hollywood's job. If it wasn't for the fact that our program director doesn't get up till 10 in the morning, I'm sure he'd be calling right now.
That's okay. I throw you under the bus every time. I just say he doesn't listen to me.
Hey, well, you know what? I'll tell you who listens to everybody, Air Around the Clock. They've had calls already this morning. My air conditioning was out last night. Oh, my gosh, our house is so hot. Can you come out now, Air Around the Clock? Chippy goes, get out there right now to Mr. and Mrs. Jones' house. Let's get that taken care of. Air Around the Clock, man, they don't mess around. Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning Company. Oh, my gosh, still family-owned. We lost Big Daddy Lenny last year, but guess what? That hadn't stopped this company from just getting bigger and better. Eric, Mike, Chippy, Big Joe, and Brian, all the rest of them over there. More than 100 trucks on the road every day, covering all of Broward and Palm Beach County plus. Trained and certified technicians working for you. I know a lot of people go, well, are they safe? You know, because some of those air conditioners, listen, mask and gloves on everybody. And I always say this, they've been carrying UV lights and new amazing air scrubbers longer than anybody else in the business. This summer, whether you need a new AC or just the one you have needs to be repaired, duct cleaning maybe, attic insulation, or want to improve your indoor air quality, don't sweat it. Just remember the name, Air Around the Clock, 1-800-741-1033. 1-800-741-1033 for Rheem and Air Around the Clock. You can also, if you need to, go to atcair.com. And I just want to say this. Listen, make sure you tell them Joe Rose said to give them you guys a call. You're supposed to be really good with all this experience and come out quickly. That's what they're all about at Air Around the Clock. You know, this show's starting to sound really selfish. Like telling everybody, play through COVID-19 and shut up.
Right.
And like play some preseason games because we got a bunch of young guys. They need to play some before the season starts. Nobody wants to go out and play New England with a brand new team. That's not a very good formula for winning without playing a little bit together. And it does make you wonder if that does happen and they end up with no preseason games, which I think they're still going to play the two. I think the NFL will win out on that. But and of course this is all with COVID-19 playing nicely with the team and having a safe team up there. And I do like the fact they're getting rid of that fourth preseason game, give the guys extra time. So if guys do catch it, they can quarantine guys and hopefully have a healthy opener for everybody, especially with all the great games they have for week one, which should be a lot of fun. But I think everybody'd agree the last thing you want to do is go up to New England with all these new players who have done nothing but practice together. Because no matter what you do, they can't get all of New England's looks. So now you got to go back because they're running the same system. They got the same coaching staff up there. I'm just afraid you got to go with guys you had last year that played against them at the end of the season up there when you beat them. You'll probably have to go with a lot of those guys, you know, minus a new center and a new left guard or right guard. And play with the guys from last year, which would mean Jesse Davis on the outside and Julian Davenport back out starting again on the outside.
Right. It's just the Dolphins' luck, though, right, to have this kind of rebuild in the second kind of stage of this after the draft and free agency, and you have the new head coach or second-year head coach now, but you finally have, like, that first kind of part of the rebuild with all these new players and – you're not going to get a lot of practice time. You're not going to get a lot of preseason games. You have so many rookies on this team. It's just the Dolphins' luck that in the middle of all this rebuild, this happens.
Yeah, and you got a new offensive coordinator.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oops, yeah. Didn't mention that either.
Chan Gailey, which everybody that's bringing in new coordinators and new coaches, they're going to be behind.
Right. Behind even to start off with.
Everybody.
Right.
Everybody's going to be dealing with all that stuff. So anyway, let us know. At 305-567-0560, considering everything, again, with the workouts and nothing, basically. Listen, it's been a crazy offseason. If you really think about it, players haven't had to spend one day. Some of these guys have not been to camp since the end of the season. Since
That's crazy.
Since their physicals, their off-season physical, checkout of the physical that's mandatory, and your last meeting with your coach, the last two things you do, there have been a lot of guys haven't been back. Except for, I was over there the other day, all the guys still rehabbing from surgeries and that group. But for the most part, these guys are all working out on their own. Some are in town. Some are back home. A lot of guys are down here because they can work out. And they got a lot of guys to work out with. And I'm guessing most of them are in good shape. But it's going to be a crazy year, especially for young guys having an impact on an offensive line. And so I do wonder, and we'll be curious, because they drafted two tackles and a guard. How far behind are they going to be, no matter how good they are? Are we going to have one of these guys show up one day kicking ass? Which
I hope so. I hope at least one guy.
I've seen two guys come in and kick ass from day one. And it was a first and second round pick of a draft many, many years ago. Where
many
you went,
years ago.
Damn, Richmond Webb is really friggin' good, man. Like, but those don't happen all the time. Like, everybody knew Richmond was coming in. He was a big, bad, never said a word, kick-ass player just about every day for a decade, which, you know, ends up being a really good pick. Now, Austin Jackson, been a lot of good things said about him. How quickly can he play? And the one thing he just doesn't have, and it's nothing against him, it's not his fault. He could be really good. Just doesn't have the experience.
Right, right.
That the other
That's
guy
a big
has.
Problem. Right.
And the other guy's not 35 years old. You know, like, oh, he only got it. He's 25-year-old Julian Davenport.
Right.
And he had his good moments, and he had some bad moments. And, you know, everybody's looking for consistency for that. So I'm like everybody, really curious to see what this big-ass, all these high-pick players, how quickly, man, how quickly do you get out there? And more importantly than that, you got to coach them up. And then when you feel confident, when you walk in that offensive meeting and go, we're going with them. We're going with that draft pick. I'm going with that draft pick. That one's in the rotation. That one's in the rotation. And,
well, Joe, the Twitter poll is up, by the way, on at Joe Rose Show. Which Dolphin rookie will have the biggest impact this season? Four options on there. Tua, Austin Jackson, Robert Hunt, or other. And right now, Tua, 30% of the vote, about 100 votes on there so far. It's only been up there about 8 or 9 minutes. Austin Jackson with 26%, Robert Hunt with 27%, and other got 17%.
Yeah. I might be totally wrong. I might be totally wrong about Austin Jackson. He might, you know.
I hope so, just because he plays left tackle. I hope I'm right on that because of the fact that I hope you can get in there, plug a guy in, and see a guy for a couple years. Be that guy at left tackle.
Outside of in the big picture, the guys who will be watched the most, and it'll fall back on the GM if they don't work out. But for the players, there's no question because of the two of the most important positions, and your first round picks are going to be their first two picks, Tua and Austin Jackson.
Right.
Those are going to be the two guys that when this is said and done, they need to both be really good. Right. One needs to be your left tackle. And one needs to be your starting quarterback for a long time. And
that's what Robert Hunt – but by the way, Robert Hunt joins that mix because if Tua does become an impact guy and if he does, you know, play this season and Robert Hunt does play right tackle, that's going to be just as important as left tackle for Tua.
Well, that's true. That's a good point. The problem they don't know about Robert Hunt is they know he's a mean, nasty, physical guy, which is great. Right. That's the first thing I want to hear when guys are coming out. And by the way, you hear the same thing from this kid out of Georgia, Kinley, that they got that we haven't mentioned. He's just about, I guess he lost some weight, but he was up to like 340. He goes, I'm just going to come off and kick your ass. That's what
good.
I'm going to do. And that Georgia offensive line, which I think the whole damn offensive line got drafted. That was really a good, one of the best offensive lines in college football last year was Georgia. But one thing about him is they go, well, you know, your feet. We're not sure about your foot. We're moving inside to guard and kick ass inside. They said he can do that. Now, you don't hear that about a lot of guys that Like, all right, we don't know if you're ready for right guard yet. We're going to move you inside. We know, you know, you got Jesse on one side of you and have a experienced veteran center on the inside and go from there. But it will be. Listen, nobody's wrong as of right now with us a couple weeks out on what draft pick will have the biggest impact when we're said and done, when the season finally gets over, whether it's a year from now or however long it takes them to play it around COVID-19, which one of these guys, and God, they drafted a bunch of them. I almost forgot how many guys got drafted. You're never going to have another draft like this. You will never. And if you do, we need to fire everybody.
Right. Oh, my God, I was about to say. Yeah.
Three first-round picks, couple of second-round picks. I mean, it just goes on and on with these guys that, you know, you hope are the future and end up being really, really good players. But just for this year coming up, which guy, they don't have to start day one, and you know, but which guy overall, when we're said and done, you're going to go, damn, that guy is the best player in that draft. That guy was in year one was the best player in that draft from how much he played and the impact he played. You don't have to play all 16 games to be that guy. So, anyway, but let us know.
If we're looking back at this poll in 3 years, I hope the answer is going to be Tua. that's the God's honest truth. Because you think about your franchise quarterback. If you're looking at it just from a year one perspective, one of those offensive linemen probably going to be the answer to that. And probably not Tua.
Right. Well, listen, let's go to break. At Joe Rose Show, if you want to join us, give us your thoughts. And been studying the hell out of this draft and got a pretty good feel for who you think. And listen, one thing I have learned, Dolphin fans got a pretty good idea about who can do what and all that kind of stuff and what we needed most. And, you know, the fan base is pretty good about watching all that stuff and having a pretty good feel for it. So, anyway, Zach, what do you got for us before we get to Hollywood's headlines?
All right, I just want to tell you about something opening soon in Boca, right in front of the Town Center Mall, that's going to change the game of jewelry buying for you. It's Diamonds Direct. If you're in the middle of looking for an engagement ring, if you're looking to get earrings or a pendant or bracelet or band or someone for that special someone in your life, just hold off, because very, very soon in Boca, in front of that Town Center Mall, Diamonds Direct is going to open up, and they are changing the game of diamonds and changing the game of jewelry buying right now. Diamonds Direct is a diamond powerhouse started by former diamond wholesalers, no middlemen, direct importer prices on exquisite diamonds straight from the diamond cutters. Like I said, whether it's a ring, an earring, a pendant, a bracelet, a band, no matter what, more diamond jewelry than you've ever seen in one place. When you look at inventory at a lot of jewelry stores, you see some, and Diamonds Direct is going to show you about four times as much. They are going to have so much jewelry there and such a selection at prices you never thought possible, too. That 30 to 40% upcharge you always shopped for before in the past, it's gone. Diamonds Direct is here to change the game in jewelry retailing with a selection that's up to 30 times what you find at an ordinary jewelry store. And the prices, they're guaranteed to be the best anywhere in America. Diamonds Direct, South Florida's direct diamond importer. Diamond price relief is on the way. Diamonds Direct is coming very soon. Don't buy that diamond until you see the refreshing new game-changing concept in jewelry shopping opening very soon in Boca, right in front of the Town Center Mall. Diamonds Direct, you're gonna love it.
And now it's time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us today, man? You just, one thing about it, man, you seem to find a lot of junk during this crazy time we're living in right now. What do you have today?
Well, I spend too much time on Twitter. It's all basically junk on there right now. But this is just an update today on the story from yesterday. You guys remember Dan Maples?
Yeah.
The insurance agent who likes hot yoga, traveling, cooking, and mentoring others.
Right.
Who went absolutely nuts at a Fort Myers Costco screaming at an elderly couple.
Yep.
So he got fired from his job. And this video popped up on Twitter. This is funny here. This is a woman acting as his wife, and here's what she had to say.
I know that a lot of y'all have seen that video of my husband Dan asserting his American rights in Costco. So I just want to clear a few things up about it, okay? Dan was not threatened in the Costco. I know that he was like, I feel threatened, but he was not threatened at all. He wasn't scared at all, were you, babe? No. No, see, I feel threatened is, it's actually our family's crest, so we just say it sometimes. Like, he said it to me in our wedding vows, you know? He was like, I feel threatened. And I was like, I do too. Second of all, we don't wear masks in this family. I have asthma. Dan has asthma. Our children, Jackson, Oakland, Sabateri, hydrochloroquine, they all have asthma when it's convenient for them to have it. So, you know, we don't wear masks. Like, the other day, I met this girl, and she was like, you're not wearing a mask. That's so dangerous. And I was like, well, if you're so scared, then why don't you stay home? And then she was like, well, if you don't want to wear a mask, why don't you stay home? And then I was like, what did I say, babe? I don't remember what I said, but I told her. You know, I see a lot of people talking about online and on the TV. They're talking about, well, wearing a mask, it's just like wearing a condom. And to that I say, please don't say condom while my 7-year-old is in the room. But no, wearing a mask is not like wearing a condom, okay? And I'll tell you why, because you can't get pregnant from your mouth. And don't even try to fact check me on that, because I Googled this before I made this video, y'all, because I learned my lesson last time. You can't get pregnant through your mouth.
Jeez.
This woman, come on.
Jeez.
Some woman trying to get into showbiz.
It's kind of funny.
That was pretty funny. It's got over 5 million views on Twitter, by the way.
And you know what? There's going to be people going, what's wrong with this wife?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Right. I feel threatened.
She's pretty good in entertainment, though. Maybe we needed that moment right there. Mm. Oh, my God. All right, Woody.
All right, back to some more bad stories here. This was yesterday. Mike Perry from the UFC got into a restaurant fight, a bar fight, as he was leaving a Texas restaurant. Long story short here, he got into a fight with a waitress and a waiter inside the restaurant. They said he was drinking too many berry mojitos, and they cut him off. And he went and punched one of the waiters, then got into quite the altercation outside where he was screaming the N-word, punched an old man. They also alleged he hit a woman during this whole thing as well, who was ID'd as a friend of Perry's girlfriend. So, I mean, this whole thing is a mess. The elderly man, by the way, that he punched got basically knocked out. He hit his head as he was falling. You know, this thing's
yeah, that's
this
what
a really
this guy does
story.
For a living. He kicks people's ass.
Right.
Exactly. The last thing. It's so funny you said this. So I was getting an Uber ride, and a guy goes, man, I got in a fight, and I found out the guy was a UFC guy. And I go, well, what? He goes, well, I didn't know. He's a smaller guy. He was a badass, though. I was like, yeah, but honestly, those UFC guys shouldn't be fighting outside, right? Like, you would
agree,
think, like, come on, man. Aren't you getting enough practice and enough matches that you have to friggin' go kick ass and act like an idiot? And I know the guy's pretty good, and he trains down here, but what a jack-off that guy is, man. All right, sorry, I didn't mean jack-off because I don't want to get in trouble. What an ass clown.
There you go.
Well, I guess he's going to find out the hard way that if you're a trained UFC fighter, the laws, I think, are a little bit different for you than it would be for him, or for me if I got into a bar fight, so.
Yeah, those are
yeah,
bad.
If you're a train, if you're like, a trained fighter, you can't go around hitting people
like
that.
Like, if you see a smaller guy and you're going, well, he's about 5'10", about 160. Hey, but before, I know you're acting crazy and stuff, and you're really making me mad, but you're not a UFC guy. He goes, yeah, I am. Like, all right, you might as well be 6'6", 320. I'm out.
Right.
The sad part of this story is, well, I guess he punched the restaurant worker in the face inside the restaurant, but he could have walked away from the altercation outside. Instead, he just kept going. He's screaming racial slurs. And just
really, berry mojitos in him.
Yeah, he was drinking berry mojitos inside.
Right. What's the big boss do?
Dana White?
What's he do?
He'll probably accepts his apology, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we'll see him in 2 weeks right on another island.
Fight Island, right. Headliner for UFC 2008, whatever it is.
I mean, this isn't the first guy to punch an old man in the face. From the UFC, Conor McGregor did it famously.
Right. Yeah, but the guy Conor's wouldn't drink good his. I mean, the guy wouldn't drink his liquor, man. I mean, come on, that liquor's doing well. Guy's buying everybody liquor in a pub. Come on,
you forgot to mention Conor's really good for business, by the way.
O'Connor's correct. Good for business.
All right. This is a really sad story here in tennis. Novak Djokovic believes that he is the victim of a witch hunt right now. As he told a Serbian newsletter that he sees a lot of criticism lately. Much of it is malicious. It's obviously more than just criticism. It's like an agenda and a witch hunt that people are on. Someone has to take the fall, a big name. Now, Djokovic thinks he is the victim here of a witch hunt. Of course, he had that tournament up there in Croatia, along with that huge party at the nightclub that he had, and everyone basically that was around him tested positive for COVID.
Right. So I saw that. He was whining a little bit, whining, cheesing a little bit there. So my thought was this, like, if you're an athlete, and even if you're really good, but you're not real popular, and Novak is that. Listen, Novak's clearly the best tennis player in the world. Clearly the best. But he's not very liked. He's not even close to Federer or Nadal as far as popularity overall. Great player, but he rubs people, a lot of people, the wrong way. So I don't know if you guys agree with this theory, but if you're somebody that people don't really like that much and you do something like this, like he made a mistake, he doesn't, at some point people are going to stop, but they're blasting him pretty good. Anyway.
Not a light guy. What do you expect's going to happen?
He's just not, you very seldom, you go around and you ask tennis fans like, hey, who you want to win? And go, anybody playing Djokovic? I go, oh, okay. Yeah, he's just never been. It's crazy because he might, when it's all said and done, there's a good chance he's going to have more majors than anybody in tennis. But just not
be like, right, that's it.
Just not
popular.
Not real popular. But could be the greatest player of all time.
Oof.
I know.
I hope Fed's not listening today. All right, you guys already get to the NBA
Fed's
here.
Fed's fine.
Yeah, don't your boyfriend upset. So Troy Daniels from the NBA posted a picture of the quarantine meal that they're eating in the hotel rooms in Disney. You guys, we talked about it yesterday, actually. It looks kind of like airplane food or something. It's all like wrapped sandwiches and stuff. So he posted a picture of his meal. Kyle Kuzma, a couple hours later, posted a picture of his meal, and it was like a big spread of sushi. So SB Nation wrote an article yesterday saying this: on the other end of the spectrum, we have LeBron James and the Lakers, who somehow managed to get a gourmet, delicious-looking sushi dinner, while the rest of the league ate a tray of food that looked like it was hastily thrown together at a rest stop. LeBron also posted some food. I think he had a Taco Tuesday deal going on there. The only problem with this story, guys, is the Lakers are not in Orlando.
Well, that'll do it.
They have not made the trip down. So they, if you did a little research on that story before it went up there, yeah, the Lakers have not made it in there yet. And that's why their food looks significantly better, because they're eating whatever they want at home.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
So we'll try again next time on that story.
It's still hard for me to imagine LeBron's going to be getting crappy food when he gets to Disney. Like, they're going to give him dried up bread. And 3-day piece of ham and cheese sandwich or something, right?
No, I think they're going to give him the same food. I really do. I know he's the king and all, but.
Well, you're allowed, 37 personnel for each team? You think that it's only 36 for the Lakers because LeBron's got a chef coming also?
LeBron's going to get the big suite there, isn't he?
Right. He should get half the hotel.
They'll let him sleep in Cinderella's castle in that room they have there. Like the king. All right. By the way, the facility's not great for the WNBA. Have you seen where they're staying? They are they're in Bradenton, Florida. They're going to be playing at IMG Academy, but the rooms there look like a mess. One of the rooms had a mouse trap on the wall. Other rooms, they showed pictures that had worms crawling around the carpets. Joe, this kind of looked like the dorms you stayed in back in the day.
Oh, nothing against St. Thomas. Nothing against St. Thomas University down there in North Miami. Nothing against it. I'm not taking any shots at you, but you had the biggest cockroaches, even bigger than the Berkeley cockroaches, and they were big. Berkeley cockroaches were huge.
Really? Wow.
But and then they had cockroaches. I don't remember them flying out in Berkeley. These bastards could fly. Some of these were flying cockroaches. Yeah.
And I just said really that quick here, guys.
He didn't think it was funny.
I'll just wrap it up with this. You know, we talked about the PPP loans that all the companies were getting and all the sports organizations got yesterday. Floyd Mayweather was one of the recipients of those.
Brady. Yeah.
Tom Brady's company has received the loan from the government that fell in the $350,000 to $1 million tier. Brady's TB12 company recently came out with a new product called Protect, which is billed as an immunity blend supplement that he released here during the pandemic. $45 a bottle will get you Brady's immunity concoction, whatever it is.
It's working.
You can be Tom Brady.
He just signed a two-year $50 million deal, but he did need the government bailout as well.
Yeah, that just doesn't sit real well, does it? Like, of all the people, like,
made over $253 million during his 20 years with the Patriots as well.
Yeah, I'll take
Everyone likes a good handout, stuff, though, right?
Don't worry, man. She makes a lot more than that.
Right.
That's not even close.
He's struggling.
She's slowing down. Yeah. You don't get that very often where you're, no matter what you make as a star, maybe the greatest player of all time, and your wife makes two or three times more money than you do every year.
Well, also considering the fact that he makes, what, $20 million, $25 million a year. It's not like he's making chump change.
No, it's
and he's still the low man of the totem pole.
And she looks good too. All right, hey, listen, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up. We'll jump back on. How we doing on our poll, guys? How's our poll looking this morning?
Right. At Joe Rose Show, what Dolphin rookie will have the biggest impact this season? A little over 200 votes right now. Tua in the lead at 37%. Robert Hunt 25%. Austin Jackson 20%. 18% other.
All right. Wonder who that other could be. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. This guy's not another. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. He's the guy you need to call. So fixed rate mortgages, everybody knows that. I guess everybody's heard everybody's refinancing and you haven't done it yet. And because you don't want to deal with banks. Like, oh, the banks are such a pain in the butt. They're hours and getting an appointment. And meanwhile, all you have to do for Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage to get these fantastic rates, and you don't even know what your rate is. Oh, I haven't done it for so long, I don't know. What do you find out? You could save hundreds of dollars every month by getting these fixed rate mortgages, which are now in the twos with Michael Kotze. You can get approved quickly. You can get it done. You have a question. You know, you want somebody that's really going to bust their butt to get this done for you real quickly. Well, that's what Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage does. Fixed rate mortgages are in the twos. No prepayment penalty. Lifetime opportunity for you to do something you've been wanting to do, you keep forgetting about. Well, get it started. Let Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage get it done for you. He works 7 days a week. Tell you what, there ain't no banker's hours when you talk about Michael Kotze. 7 days a week, night, morning, day. You can always get a hold of him. And by the way, people, well, tell me more. Well, first of all, he's been in business since 1994. He's got a AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau. Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 166254. You want to go with somebody that's been around, that's really good and going to give you fantastic service. I know you're going to love Michael Kotze. 561-441-2730. I want you to call or text him. 561-441-2730. Find out what your rate is now and what it can be. You're going to save a lot of money. You'll be glad you did. Now's the time, man. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.